Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here today on The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And I hope that you listen to our morning show, 6 to 7. I know it's early, but if you get up and start your day in a positive way with us, that's what it's all about. We have lots of things that we do to inspire and laugh and love and all that good stuff. So, right? What, Jennifer?
Oh, no, I'm just listening. Okay. I'm excited to be good. Back. We had a great show this morning.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be back this afternoon.
Very good. Very good. Well, I do want to welcome everyone there. We've got Sherry with us. Sherry Gaba.
Hello.
How are you?
Fantastic.
And Jennifer Chastain. How are you?
Great.
And we have Tom, obviously. How's it going?
Everything's well.
Yeah? You've
going
been
good.
Working all day?
Yes, that's what I do on Saturdays.
There you go. And congratulations on his win. And what a great job he always does. Just in, you know, I hope that you saw some of my Facebook posts. But
I did. Thank
you. We really
you. Very
appreciate
nice.
You as, you know, being a part of our community. And I'm really excited Frances Starr is here with us. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank
you.
For
some reason, it's hard for us to connect, huh?
Yes, it can be. We're busy people, but I'm so happy to be back here today.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really excited to find out where you're at. Frances Starr, for anybody that doesn't know her, you hear her commercials all the time here. But let me tell you, this is one lady you're going to want to connect with. She is a certified functional nutritionist and a certified health coach, and so she helps all of her clients with individual paths to optimal health and all around wellness. So tell us a little bit about what's going on, and then we'll come back to you, but I'm excited to hear about it.
Well, you know what's going on with me right now? I'm working with my clients. I'm having a great time doing that, supporting them. You know, I do that through mostly through diet, you know, through nutrition, supporting them to build their bodies and create health. And I'm coming up with, in the next month or so, a few weeks, I'll be coming up with a free teleseminar. So if you're not already on my email list, you're going to want to get on my email list because it's going to be holiday eating. I'm not even sure what I'm going to call it yet, but it's going to be to help you get through the holidays without, you know, putting on that 5 and 10 pounds that happens, right?
Okay. So, you know, and I'm so glad you said this. We have an amazing newsletter that's been going out every week.
Oh, I'll put
we'll
it on there.
Link it
okay.
to that.
Yeah.
And so all of my listeners, if you are not part of our newsletter, let me tell you, you want to. So just give us a call, which I want to give out the phone number right now, 805-419-0008, 0008, and just say newsletter, and also we have so many things that we're giving away. Just make sure when you're calling in about all these gifts that you say, I want to be a part of the newsletter. It gives you discounts, and you're able to win. It's positive things that are happening in the 805, and it's all about the brighter side of the 805, and Frances will be a part of that, which she already is, but you'll be able to get that, which is amazing.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. So.
That's a big undertaking, a teleseminar.
Yeah.
How many guests are you going to have?
Oh, no, not a telesummit. You're thinking
a
telesummit.
Oh, a telesummit, yeah.
No, it's just me giving out free tips.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, so you can hop on the line. There's no charge. You know, it's like getting a consult, and I think I can even open up the lines for questions and things like that. Yeah,
fantastic.
I can. So I'll be doing that, and then I'm launching a group program in January, so I'm super excited about
all
that.
All right, so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. I do want to say what else we've got going on. Charlene Morla is here, and she's going to be talking about their annual Ventura Chamber of Commerce event. It's The Taste, and we've got tickets for that, and we've been giving them out. Also, we're going to talk with Jennifer Matessa, and we're going to be talking about the recovering body. Kind of goes with really all what we're talking about, physical and spiritual fitness for living clean and sober. And Tom, what are all the other things that we're promoting and giving out?
We're still talking about The Taste of Ojai. That's happening Sunday, October 26th. Halloween is in season. We have the ghost tour at Strathern Park. Two of us have been on that, correct?
Yes,
that was really fun.
Very nice. Ventura Chamber of Commerce presenting their taste on Thursday, October 30th. And we talked to this guy earlier, and that was early show, two pianos and four hands at the Rubicon Theater. At the Rubicon Theater, that's what we have at the that's what we have at the Rubicon.
There you go. There you go. Also, I do want to tell everybody about the Taste of Ojai. It's another taste. Everybody must have their taste right now. But I'm telling you, this one's kind of a really quaint one, and it's really cool. And that's October 26th, Sunday. It's coming up tomorrow. So another great thing. I have another couple things that are coming up over at the Ronald Reagan Library. And that is Holiday on the Hill, and that is going to be December 7th. And it's all about that beautiful Christmas. Have you ever been there?
I love the Reagan Library, and I try to go to all of the events that they have there.
We
it's
do
really
too.
Fun.
I love that. They also have a holiday lunch and tour that's coming up, and that's Wednesday, December 10th, and that's from 12:30 to 4:30, and you can enjoy just the music. It kind of gets you just like right in the season. Also, they do have a New Year's Eve celebration there, and that is obviously December 31st. Can you believe it's already almost here? But 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and you can join everybody there, and that is beneath the wings of the Air Force One. So definitely you want to go there. They've got the Platinum Groove, and just enjoy Motown and the 50s and through the 90s. So
they have lots of great stuff, especially this time of year, all the different events that they have for the holidays.
Yeah, so.
Really fun.
Anyway, so I'm so glad that everybody's here to join us today on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7 show, both shows are completely different. So let's start off with, what should we give away? What have we not given away? I do want to, can we also talk about the Bombay Bar and Grill for the Baker family? Tom, that's another thing we just want to make sure that everybody's out there to share in that.
That is Sunday, as in tomorrow.
Yes.
October 26th at the very fun Bombay Bar and Grill, and it's the Baker Family Rebuild Benefit. They had so many family tragedies, and on top of it, their home was severely damaged by fire. There's a lot of great people in the community helping with the rebuild, and it takes a little cash to do that. A lot of services are being donated, but they still have to buy the actual, goods to rebuild the house.
Yeah.
You know all about that because somebody close to you
is
exactly in that business.
Construction. So yes, definitely. It takes a village. That's all I can say. Anyways, with that, you know what? I'm going to give away a $25 gift certificate to the Bombay Bar and Grill in Ventura. Just went over there, tried their hamburger, and it was all grass-fed. It was amazing. Their dessert was amazing. It's like we're talking about good food. It was really good. Good food, and Diego and his partner over there it was just really fun.
Did you get the slider? Did you get the full size hamburger?
No, I got the full side with no bun. Okay.
I did
good, it was amazing on some lettuce, and it was really good. I recommend that. Anyways, 419-0008, and give us your name and your number, and we will get somebody, the team member, will get back with you. So. Francis Starr, tell us where you're at and how we can not gaining that extra 5 pounds or,
Well, I think one of the big things that people struggle with is cravings, food cravings, And there can be all sorts of reasons for cravings. It can be a nutritional deficiency. It can be the bad bacteria. Like if you have an imbalance of bacteria in your gut, do you know those bad bacteria actually crave the sugar and the carbs? That's what they feed off of.
Really?
So if you have an imbalance, the more vegetables, the more greens you eat, the more you feed the good bacteria. So you always hear about taking probiotics and that kind of thing. Well, if you're doing that and yet you're still eating sugar and carbs,
you're wanting it,
So it could be a physiological thing, these cravings. You're not getting the nutrients you need, so your body's craving food and you're kind of just reaching for the wrong things. It can be the bad bacteria craving, but it can also be something else that I work with my clients on a lot. It's a big part of my practice, and that's the idea that we are often craving something besides food. I call it essential energy. It's that where there's food that we eat, but then there are the relationships, our career, our spirituality, or our connection to purpose. And when we aren't being fed by that in our life, those things in our lives, then we find ourselves in the cupboard, the pantry. We're bored, we're hurt, we're alone, and we are just eating to fill those voids.
So I have a question, Frances. Right? You know, I work in recovery. I work with SOBA, Malibu. What happens is that a lot of times when they give up the drugs and alcohol, suddenly now they're craving the sweets. And
absolutely.
So what would you recommend? I mean, I know that sometimes at the meetings, that's all they're filling their, you know, filling up with is donuts and cookies. And I always don't understand that. But what would you recommend when, you know, they're giving up one thing and then suddenly they're cross-addicting to that sugar craving?
Well, first of all, having the awareness that that's happening. I mean, right? That's the first thing. Oh, wow, this is what's happening. I'm reaching for something else. So something that I recommend with my clients is journaling. You know, just not judging yourself. Don't beat yourself up over it. Paying attention and having that awareness. So as you're reaching for something, maybe you have that journal, or maybe you don't even go that far. Maybe you just take the first step and go, wow, I'm aware of this. What am I feeling right now? What's really going on? Okay, so that's one step. Another would be to choose something that's healthy. So if you are going to snack, if you feel like, you know, but again, if you don't choose something healthy, at least start with having the awareness, right? And not beat yourself up, but just be curious, what's happening, what's going on? Because I think that's the worst. Wouldn't you agree? You know,
sure.
Beating yourself up isn't
necessary.
They've
already beat themselves up enough. You know, that's how they got there in the first place.
Right, we don't want to do that anymore.
Exactly.
So, so getting curious, doing some journaling, what is it that's really missing, choosing healthy foods instead.
What's a great snack that you can always have with you that isn't too much calorie?
When I think of snacks, I think of, okay, so what are you looking for? You're either looking for something salty, something creamy, or something sweet, right?
Ooh,
it's usually one of those things.
Okay, So give us a snack for each one of those. That's a great question.
So sweet, I like to have a baked potato or a sweet potato cooked up already, and maybe have it in some slices in a baggie in the refrigerator.
What a great idea.
Because that's so sweet.
Oh, love sweet potato. You know those purple sweet potatoes?
I've never had, you know.
How about the chips? How about the sweet potato chips?
You could do sweet potato chips.
A little salty maybe, huh?
I prefer whole stuff that hasn't been processed at all. So that's one thing for sweet, and you're not going to get the crunch, but you're going to get some sweetness. So if you want crunch, things like carrots, celery, cucumber. And with cucumber, you can salt it, and it's real nice.
Yeah.
If you want creamy, you can use hummus. An avocado, super healthy. Mix it with some pico de gallo, and all of a sudden you've got guacamole, and you can use your celery and your cucumber as, you know, we need a carrier.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, you were going to say?
Yeah. You know what? I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, great ideas. Frances Starr, you are going to want her to be part of your team, your health team right there. And she is a functional diagnostic nutritionist. Tell everybody what that is. You always tongue-tie me on that, but
I know you do that every time.
I know.
Functional diagnostic nutritionist.
Yeah, what is that exactly?
Well, so part of what I do, aside from helping my clients to change their diet and that kind of thing, is functional lab testing. So if there's fatigue and that kind of thing going on, we can do an adrenal stress profile. So we're looking at the function of the adrenal glands and are they overstressed, and looking at the state of the hormones, are they out of balance? So functional lab testing is what I do, and I look at that, and I don't just treat or diagnose anything, but we use the labs in combination to what symptoms are happening go ahead.
And is that with saliva?
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to, because everybody's like, oh, I don't want to try it, you know, but it's with your saliva. Oh my God, it tells so much about you, right?
So that's the first thing, and then I can move into, depending on the state of a person, we, you know, might look at the intestinal, the digestive tract. You know, that, remember I was talking about the good bacteria, the bad bacteria. How is that? Because that has a huge impact on your immune system, your ability to digest your food, and food sensitivity testing. So it's all about looking for the underlying cause of what's happening and why you're not in a state of optimal health.
Right.
Right? Does that
make
sense?
Do you do this in person with people, or do you do this on the phone?
Most of my clients are on the phone, and I have a few I go to their homes.
Yeah.
But it's on the phone. I send the lab kits to their home, and then we do all the coaching over the phone.
Give out your phone number.
805-277-1977.
And what are the lab kits? What are you testing for?
Well, the adrenal stress profile, as I said, we're looking at different cortisol levels throughout the day to see how the adrenals are responding to stress. We're looking at estrogens, estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, and even melatonin, which is the sleep hormone. A lot of people are deficient in that. And that can give us some clues. It's like I'm a health detective.
So are you giving?
I'm not a doctor. I'm a health detective.
How do you prescribe then, or if they have shortages in those areas?
So I prescribe. I don't treat or diagnose, but to help the body, help support the body, I will use natural supplements.
Oh, okay.
So it's all about natural supplements, no medications.
Don't you love it?
So you have those that you can...
Yes, I direct them where to go to get them.
Oh,
yes.
Where to go to get them. Yes. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Interesting.
I love going back to the avocado and the pico de gallo on it. No, I have to say it. I'm sorry.
That's so funny.
But I'm more interested in the hormones, of course, being over
50.
But
I love that when you go to a party and you see a big display of food, it's important to know, like, okay, I can have some of that guacamole, but lose the chips and do it with a carrot or a piece of celery or something like that, because I think that is what's going to help you keep off the weight during the holidays.
Yeah. You know what? You're absolutely right. So knowing that, you know, that avocado is healthy fat, that's good.
And you can mindful, right?
Yes.
Being mindful.
And so you can munch. So, okay, so we talked about salt, crunchy. We talked about sweet and salty. You can just put some salt on the different things that I'm talking about, right?
Right.
You can, if you need some more creamy, that's sweet nut butter or some kind of almond butter with your apple, which you got your crunch and you got your sweet. See, it can be done. So it's about education and then making sure you have lots of that in your home.
Yes, it's about being prepared.
Yeah,
so
that's
that you
what
can
I was
make healthy choices.
Thinking. You have to spend the time preparing.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so how's that? Does that help?
No, that really helps. Yeah. I think it's a whole process. It's a whole program. When somebody's recovering from an addiction, it's multi-level.
But even if you're not recovering from an addiction, okay, and you're just trying to get through your life and you want something, when I'm at the salon, I'm working all day long, I bring my lunch. I bring little bags of things that, you know, I just can't, you have 2 minutes to eat and you want to pop it in your
mouth.
And
it's healthier to eat those small meals anyway.
And if I don't come prepared, oh my God, I'm on like this, you know, detective looking for junk food.
Looking for the cookies.
It's not good.
You know what? You're so right. Preparation is just, it's so important.
And you know what? I would love to just talk about this, because I think that you had said when you go grocery shopping, do you prepare everything kind of for the week so that?
At least a few days.
Yeah.
Like at least a few days. When I have time, because I do my shopping on the weekends, I'll come home and wash the strawberries, cut the stems off, put them in baggies or little containers for the week. I'll do the same with carrots or celery.
Isn't that a great idea?
Doing, it's all that way. It's kind of all bagged. I don't know if that's environmentally conscious, but it's all bagged up or in their little Tupperwares.
Yeah.
You know?
And have you seen the salads that are already in the glass? What are they? The jars?
When I was growing up, I mean, my mom worked full time. They were housekeepers in those days and so forth. And she would prepare everything on the weekend. She'd make her dinners. She'd do everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't do it so much on the weekend, but I always kind of prepare my dinner in the morning, because if I wait till later in the day, there's no way I'm going to get that done with my kids. So in order to have a healthy dinner on the table, I need to start early in the morning to get it all together.
Yeah. Francis, give us your website. You're going to be with us the whole time on the show, so I want to definitely make sure everybody has your phone number and how they can get in touch with you, and how can you help them?
Well, first of all, they can go to my website, coreelementswellness.com. They can call me at 805-277-1977, and, call and talk with me. You know, just call and talk with me if you're curious to know what I do and how I can help you. If you're struggling because you know your doctor's told you that you need to change your diet because you've got diabetes or some other health issue, and you need help and support around that, that's what I do. Not everybody gets into the functional diagnostic with me. Some people do, and some people really just want that other help. So, connect with me, because like I said, I've got my one-on-one work I do. I'm coming out with a group program as well, and that's going to be fantastic, coming out in January. If you want to get on my email list, you can go out of my website. You'll get a free ebook, Clean Eating 101. It'll put you on track for eating like we've been talking about for 3 full days, so you can kick those sugary habits. How's that?
There you go.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to be here. All right, we've got more, so stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Charlene Morla, and she's got a whole group that's coming in here with us. So stay with us. We've got more stuff to give away. Tom, what can we give away?
I think we should go with kind of like to do Halloween.
Ooh,
can we
yeah.
do some ghost tour in
yeah.
Stratton Park? Because
there you
that's
go.
We're right on next week.
Yeah,
Friday.
I know.
It's
we're
Halloween.
There. Done. Gosh.
It comes so fast. Once the fall gets here, it goes so fast.
There you go. All right. So let's do that. 419-0008. 419-0008. And give us a call. Make sure you just say your name, your number, and what gift you're looking at. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. We're just playing around in here. We're taking pictures. That's what happens when you get a bunch of women together. Right? Oh, God. Anyways, well, I am so excited. I love the taste. And we've got Charlene Morla in here. And we've got Jan Hewling and Rachel Holst of Main Course. And you know what? It is all about the taste of Ventura. It's going to be an amazing time. It's the 30th. And so tell us about it, ladies. And thank you so much for joining me here on The Kim Pagano Show.
So it's all going down Thursday, October 30th at the Museum of Ventura County. That's downtown where Main Street meets Ventura Avenue. It's a great venue. It's from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And right now, I think we have almost 50. So we're a little bit over 40, 45, 46. They're still coming in. So 45 taste exhibitors and then some. You guys want to chime in?
Yeah, please do.
We're having some of the best restaurants within Ventura here. We have some of the best restaurants in Ventura here.
We have the best restaurants.
We do.
And, you know, we are the brighter side of the 805, mm-hmm. and I love it. I mean, you know, I love being out here in Ventura. There's just so many things. I could have an event every single day of my life, you know?
And the restaurants are all fabulous, and they're all going to be joining us.
Yeah. And Rachel, come on. You're not shy. I know you're not.
Yeah, so we're not a restaurant. So I have a catering company. So for a lot of people, they're always wondering where we're going to be and how they can eat our food. So events like
taste. What are you making? I just want to know.
Well, everyone twists our arm every year to make the cherry braised short ribs.
Okay, I was going to wonder. Yeah, they're amazing.
So if we don't do that, there'd be an uprising. So we're going to try to make sure that everyone's happy. So we're doing our short ribs.
Yeah. And, you know, a little bit about Rachel. She's been on my show before. I love what she does. It's kind of the farm to table, right? And you use everything out here in the 805. I've really been attracted to that kind of eating. Frances Starr has introduced me to Amy, who is another chef. And it's all about that. There's so many venues that are right here that we can, you know, eat from. So.
Yeah, it's very easy to do a lot of local sourcing. The shortage of water definitely made sourcing food this year more interesting, to put a positive adjective on it.
There you go. How has that...
Well, we didn't have heirloom tomatoes in September and October, which was pretty surprising to everybody. But the water shortage also allows us to be really creative. So with the we're doing a couple of demos as well throughout Taste. We're going to show people how to do a few recipes. So one of them is, how do you make those short ribs? The other one actually addresses a lot of the... eating for a smaller planet principle, sourcing a lot of things locally, maybe finding other sources of protein for your diet as well. So I'm going to do two different demos, and one is going to be something that I'm obsessing over, which happens to be like these superfood quinoa pancakes.
That sounds amazing. Okay, can you tell? We've already had our lunch. I don't know why we're all
Everybody
so good,
is
you know?
Doing the quinoa, right? Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Yeah, I mean,
quinoa
lot, or quinoa? Yeah. There's an N in there.
Oh, there is an N in there.
And a wa at the end, quinoa.
Quinoa.
Everywhere you go now, every fast food place is even like adding it to their tacos and everything. It's crazy.
I just made a chili recipe that was with quinoa in it. And it was on a Southern Living magazine. Yeah. It was delicious. But I was really surprised to see the recipe, and it tasted great.
And quinoa is really so healthy for you, isn't it?
It can be.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, I try not to put a label on something for everybody because everybody is different.
Okay.
So, it can be a really great source of protein for many people. One thing that people say, I don't know how to make it well, it always tastes bad. You have to rinse it. It has a natural pesticide on it, so called saponin. It grows with it. It protects itself. So you have to make sure that you rinse it before you cook it. Otherwise, it's going to taste bad. But other than that, it's delicious, and we're going to be demoing that at the Taste of Ventura.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so who else is going to be there? Let's kind of go down the list a little bit.
Of course. So aside from all the restaurants and the caterers, we're also going to have some breweries. So anybody from Winchester's are going to be doing some beers on tap, Surf Brewery, Barrel House. Then we've also got a couple of the wineries, the local wineries. So Plan B, Four Bricks, Old Creek, Labyrinth Winery. And then we've got our liqueurs. So we have Ventura Limoncello, Tequila Alchemia, and Ventura Spirits. And then for food, the good stuff. We've got Main Course California, and we've got this new business, Gluten Free Lifestyle Series.
Oh, very cool.
So they'll be there. Pacifico's Restaurant from the Marriott, Panera Bread, Wayback Burgers, the Old Fashioned Barbecue and Catering. He's a new catering company in town, and I think from what I hear, he's bringing a roast pig.
Ooh,
so, hey. and then we've also got Pickup Sticks, Yolanda's, Ventura Adult Continuing Education School. They're starting up a culinary program. And so they're going to be there that evening serving some hors d'oeuvres and then promoting their program, which is great. Cafe Nefola, Greek at the Harbor, Domino's, Beach House fish.
This is a chance to try everybody. There's just so many. It's, I'm telling you, it gets sold out, right?
So, yeah.
Are you almost sold out?
We are.
Okay. So, so where do we get our tickets if you don't win on
Where
here?
Is it in Ventura? Did you already say where it
Yeah, it's going to be at the Museum of Ventura County.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, 5:30 to 8 o'clock at Museum on October 30th. That's a Thursday night. And let me see where you get your tickets. You could call the chamber office right now just because online might get a little too crazy and we're just trying to keep track of the numbers. So the phone number for the chamber, it's 805-643-7222. Again, that's 805-643-7222.
All right. And I have a couple tickets away to give away here right on the Kim Pagano Show, 419-0008. I will give a couple tickets right now. And thank you so much for sharing those with our show here to help support that. 419-0008. And that is To the Taste. That's Thursday, October 30th from 5:30 to 8 over at the Museum of Ventura. And all you have to do is say Ventura Taste, and we will get those tickets to you. So call us, leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you. So, wow, you do such a great job putting these events together. And how much fun is that?
It's so much fun. Just working with the business community, it's just a blessing. It's great.
Yeah. And now, are all of these people a part of the chamber?
Majority of them are. I like to focus more on our chamber members. However, for it's Taste of Ventura, we can't shut anybody out. So,
right.
Of course, we're going to welcome anybody and just help them promote
promote
business in Ventura.
There you go. But so. I have to say that they do a great job at the Chamber of Commerce. And it's a part of being a part of the Ventura, correct?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
So,
that's what helps our business grow.
Yeah. So do you want to just say a little bit about the chamber?
The chamber. We just got a lot of. We're actually kind of just toning down the rest of the year. So after Taste, I think our only event that we have going on is our Poinsettia Awards.
Okay.
It's our next big one.
That was a great one. I think you got an award,
I
yes.
I got an award.
Yeah. Surprise. What was that award for?
It was Volunteer of the Year.
Yeah.
I got Volunteer of the
Year. Can you imagine Volunteer of the Year? I mean, it's kind of like Tom with what he just got awarded. You know, it's like how many more things can we do? And yet we just keep saying, Yes. You know, I love that. I really, that's something that I've always done is like, yeah, where do I be and how, you know, how do
exactly.
I get there?
I want to be a good human being.
Yeah.
That's all I want
to
do.
And that's awesome. Yeah. What a great thing to be able to share that.
It was quite an award.
Yeah. Well, we're really thankful for everything that you guys do. Again, thank you ladies for being here. Rachel, do you have anything else that you want to add to it? What's going on in your life and then what have you been working on?
Well, other than my obsession over quinoa cakes, that's holiday parties. It's holiday time.
Okay, so can you give out one simple thing that maybe some of our listeners would be able to use at home that they, you know, for their holidays? We've got Halloween parties coming up, this first one, and then move right on into Thanksgiving and the holidays.
You do. And if I can do what everyone's really good at right now, I want to share something that I saw somewhere else.
I love it.
So... You know, this company doesn't need a plug, but I'm going to do it anyway. This was the first time I saw it in Sunset Magazine where they had recipes that were geared towards taking them to a party. So essentially, they had, you saw it too?
Yes.
Yeah, they had recipes done the way that a caterer thinks of everything. So, you know, for like this mashed potato dish, they told you the part that you could do the day before. Who makes mashed potatoes the day before?
I love it.
It was really cool to see that. And I opened it up. I was like, what are they doing? This is awesome.
So I would say
when you are doing the holidays, pick up that magazine. That's not a plug for me, but it's a plug for making things really easy.
Yeah.
They had amazing recipes in this month's magazine for how you do things ahead of time that make a lot of sense.
I love that. Be, you know, you want to be part of the party. Right? Instead of in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
And no hostess wants you to like take over her kitchen either, but you do need it a little bit. And they just did a really good job.
I love it. So. I love talking to you, Rachel. And thank you so much, ladies. Again, the Taste of Camarillo, the Venture of Camarillo. I said the Taste of Ventura. But anyways, Thursday, October 30th, 5:30 to 8 over at the Museum of Ventura County, and that's over on 100 East Main Street, right? Give out the number again if you don't win tickets here. Where do they get them?
805-643-7222. That's 805-643-7222. Or you can visit us at VenturaChamber.com.
All right. And we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Jennifer Matesta, and we're going to talk about the recovering body. We're talking about food in here. You're tuned into the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all the phone calls. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008. We've got so many things. Just get your name in. Just give us a call and say, I'm listening to your show. I enjoy what you're talking about. And leave us your name and number, and you'll be entered in to win all these great things. We've got the Taste of Ventura. We've got the Taste of Ojai. We've got the Film Festival in Ojai. We've got tickets for that. We've got things in Simi Valley, the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, the couple things over there, the Rubicon. We've got tickets for that. We've got the ghost tour at Strathern Park. We've got Bombay Bar and Grill. And I've got something coming up. We're going to give it away, give some tickets away to that too. It's a home and innovation design and wine tasting event. And that's November 2nd over at the Hyatt Westlake. So we've got tickets for that. We've got it all happening right here on the Kim Pagano Show. Our next guest is Jennifer Matesta and the Recovering Body. Are you there, Jennifer?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Yes.
Great. Tell us
how
a little.
How are you? I'm delighted to be here.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about your book.
Well, I'm turning 50 years old next week, and I'm very excited to be so healthy. I detoxed from a high level of painkillers about 6 years ago. I had been prescribed painkillers for two neurological conditions, and I became addicted to them. And I took them for about 6 or 7 years, and then I detoxed in 2008. And my recovery has just gotten better and better as I have paid more and more attention to my physical recovery. Mm. And that's what my book's about. It's called The Recovering Body, mm-hmm. Physical and Spiritual Fitness for Living Clean and Sober. And it has basically five steps, five disciplines to help strengthen your body and and strengthen your recovery from addiction.
This is Sherry Gaba. I'm a therapist, and one of my specialties is addiction, and I wrote the book, The Law of Sobriety, and I'm just so excited, Jennifer.
Hi, Sherry. Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, okay. Nice to hear yours. I'm just excited that so many more books are books are starting to come out to talk about, you know, lifestyle and food and exercise and yoga and all kinds of things that people can add to their recovery, that we know that it isn't just the 12 steps that people can use to help them have a really healthy, happy, joyful recovery.
Well, that's right. And my experience was that my engagement in the 12 steps, essentially my relationship with a power greater than myself, and don't ask me to explain what I mean by that, but it led me to take better care of my body, because I relapsed at the beginning of 2010, and what they usually say in programs of recovery is, what are you going to do that's different this time? And really what I hadn't done was take care of my body. I tried to strictly pray my way to sobriety and recovery, and that was just impossible. I had to begin to strengthen my body.
Well, I learned that we have these neurotransmitters in our gut, and maybe Frances can even talk to that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a big part of our mood.
Well, I would imagine, Jennifer, that one of the things that you learned, I would imagine, is that, this is Frances, by the way, I'm a health coach, that trashed your body, right? Being addicted and hurting your body, I'm sure. And so to speak what you just said, Sherry, as far as the neurotransmitters go, you know, that a lot of that, 90% of our serotonin is created in our gut. And so when we're hurting ourselves through addiction, other things that harm our body, there is that process of healing your body, like what you wrote about, Jennifer, so well, you know, in terms of the nutrition component too, because you've got to refortify that, which has been, you know, damaged, right?
Well, yeah, sometimes at higher levels than the FDA recommends on their usual, on their little labels on vitamins. So I quote a nutritionist who's a friend of mine in recovery who says, you know, sometimes we have to take more than the U.S. RDA, you know, level. But yeah, I really love what you say about how the gut is so important, because I think people, when they tend to talk about addiction, we think about the brain and the spinal cord and the central nervous system, and that's certainly a huge part of it. But the gut, just especially with alcoholism, the gut just sustains enormous damage. And we have to really pay attention to building the gut back up and making it healthy. So even, I mean, the immune system, 75 to 80% of the immune system is located in the gut.
Right, absolutely.
So even just probiotics and really good organic food, which you Californians know about, is, I mean, that's like half the battle right there, if you can just do those things.
You know, also, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you is, who else can benefit from this book? I mean, I'm trying to really help people understand that recovery is not just about drugs and alcohol. Everybody thinks it's, you know, when they hear the word, and Kim and I were talking about this today, they think recovery means drugs and alcohol only. But it means recovery
from anything, part of your life, right?
To me, recovery is anything that's been keeping you asleep. Anything that will wake you up is your recovery process.
Well, that's a really good way of saying it. I mean, the last chapter, I talk about meditation and as a waking up practice. And a lot of people think meditation, they think, oh, well, I'm just going to catch a few Z's. I'll use it right before bed so that I can relax and do a nice sleep. But the studies show that meditation really wakes up your brain. And so when I was writing this book, I come from a deeply, deeply addictive family structure. Both my parents died of addiction at young ages, and I've lost a lot of other family members. And so I kept people with that structure in mind while I was writing it. But you're right. I mean, when my friend Kaylee Jones, who wrote a wonderful memoir called Lies My Mother Never Told Me, when she read the manuscript, she said, you know, this is good for anybody who suffers from low self-esteem. And, you know, I don't know how you can grow up as a girl in this culture faced with the media portrayals of bodies and not have some kind of low self-esteem. I think you can recover from that as well.
I love that.
You know what? And thank you for saying that, because I really think that, you know, it's all about what we think of our body, what we think of our image, what we think of who we are and how we show up in this world.
Your self-confidence.
Yeah.
It really plays a huge role in your life.
I mean, you know, Sherry, that's really why people start kind of covering their feelings. And
it's
and,
one issue.
Yeah, and
it's
bearing their, issue. You know, who they are. And so that's, you know, that's really how I got into this whole radio show, is about empowering people to live their best life, to love themselves, to really feel like when they show up, that they're a gift to the world. And I just think that's so important. And we all fall, we all have those days that we're like, okay, I'm not at my best. Can you help me out here? And that's why I always say, we need a support team. We need a team around us.
And not be afraid to ask for help when you need it, because everybody needs help at some point.
There's no question.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what recovery taught me, was that I needed to ask for help. That's step number one, is that I can't do it by myself.
And the other aspect is not expecting our joy to come from external things. You know, that's another issue. I mean, you can give up the drugs and alcohol, but then all of a sudden, you know, suddenly a person becomes your higher power, or food, or you start, when do you just sort of realize, as they talk about in the program, it's an inside job.
Right. And so
I think when we work out, I mean, working out really helped me do that. You know, working out and feeling the good feelings in my body, not just from the neurochemicals, but from overcoming, you know, barriers that I thought were there that really weren't there. I mean, I set basic goals for myself, like to do one unassisted pull-up, you know, before I died. And I did five within 6 weeks during my first round of P90X. So when we meet those goals and exceed them, it just produces an enormous feeling of confidence, you know. And I also think that recovery, it's taught me, writing this book and sharing it with other people has taught me that recovery really wants me to be large in my life. And I think that's especially important for women here.
And so what are we going to find from your book?
I'm sorry?
What are we going to find from your book?
What are we going to find?
Yeah. What's the inspiration that we're going to find from it?
Well, I mean, you'll find out that you'll find out five steps, essentially, five ways that you can strengthen your body when your body has been ravaged by addiction. If you're out there taking painkillers in your life, trying to just get the job done and make yourself small, or if you're drinking in secret, or whatever it is that you're doing, and you quit that and you have a body that doesn't function properly, you'll get really good stories of real people, including my own, but lots of other people I interviewed in recovery, about exercise and physical activity, nutrition and food, and ways to improve your digestive system, sleep and relaxation, and good ways to relax, sexuality and pleasure. So not just sexuality, but I think the sex chapter, frankly, is worth the price of the book. You know, we don't, how many of us go into a meeting expecting to talk about sexual problems, and yet it's such an important part of life.
Yeah, that stood out when I was looking at the chapters, because what we don't talk about is that sexuality does change when somebody gets sober. I mean, nobody talks about this, and it's something that really needs to be talked about, because some people, you know, only were able to enjoy it, so to speak, when they were numbed out, which is really kind of an oxymoron, because you're numb, but it's really needs to be talked about.
Interesting topic.
Well, exactly, and I think that it's just so critical. I mean, people, there's this real reluctance among Americans to talk about sexuality, and you had said sexuality changes. It's not just the body's response to sexuality, but relationships. So when someone gets into recovery, it changes the dynamic of the relationship, because they start to regain their power. And relationships are all about, you know, power and sharing power, negotiating power, and resources. And I just think it's so important to open up that topic. And then the last chapter, like I said, is about meditation and awareness. And the greatest thing about, one of the great things about this book, I think, the publisher really, they didn't want it to be a journalistic work, but I'm a reporter by, you know, background and what I've always done in my life, and I've tried to ground each of these practices in the latest science. So you know what these folks are doing is really reliable, and you know why.
Wow, that's great. Well, and where do we find your book?
Oh, anywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore. You can order it direct from the publisher, which is Hazelden.
Right. Well, Jennifer, thank you for sharing your story with us and inspiring other people to, you know, to read your story, to read other people's stories, and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, even if you're not struggling with addiction, like we said, if you're just struggling with other issues, it's always helpful to have something to read and to sort of know people are suffering like you are, and that there is a way to get back, to get healthy again.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your interest.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Take good care.
You got it. All right, so Frances, I'm glad we ended up having a little bit more time to talk with you. So how can, coming into the last part of the year right now, I know that you've grown so much in your practice, and tell us what else can we learn about our bodies and about our gut and about, who we are and as our bodies grow?
I think, what comes to mind first is I just really want people to start to look at food differently. I mean, I think, how your body works, how well you see, how well your skin is, how the energy you have, everything depends on what you're eating. Your body is nourished by your food, and I think people forget that. They just fill the empty space. And so when you are having health issues, it can be directly related to the food that you're ingesting, because that is what's serving you. That's what's feeding your cells. And when your cells are healthy, then your organs are healthy, your systems are healthy. But when your cells aren't getting fed, then a whole host of problems. So there's a biochemistry that's happening. So it's not just, eat your fruits and vegetables. It's eat your fruits and vegetables.
It's interesting. I always think about, it's kind of like, you put the wrong diesel gas into a regular car. It's not going to run.
But people spend more time on, getting their cars done and taking care of things like that. Well, that's, and you don't have to do all of it at once. You take a step. Start making your snacks healthy.
When Frances started coming back on the show, how long has it been? I have made such a transition in our eating, of clean eating. And there's things that you can do. I think when I did the cleansing with you, right? I walked through Whole Foods and I was like, oh my God, this is like foreign language to me, But now it's all part of my life and I love it. So thank you for sharing that
with me. I agree. The concept of changing the way you eat all the time is very overwhelming. But if you do your snacks are healthy, or you eat a healthy breakfast, or dinner will always be something very healthy and low in calorie, that's much more manageable.
Yeah, and it's true. So taking a step at a time, and don't feel like, if you had something that wasn't what you quote unquote is healthy, don't beat yourself up. You just make the next meal healthier.
Right. I love that. So give out your website again. And I love that you always have like these great, recipes. I'm all about recipes, and I'm about, learning things that you can make at home, that you don't have to eat fast food everywhere.
Oh, I've got a great one. Do we have 1 minute?
Yeah, of course.
So here's one that's super simple, super easy. You can go to Trader Joe's, get yourself some romaine lettuce. It's kind of hot today, so this would be a good one. A couple of those nice crunchy Persian cucumbers.
Ooh, yeah.
Get the steamed lentils. They're already steamed and cooked in a bag right in the vegetable section. And get a tub of the bruschetta sauce.
Oh.
Go home and you make a salad, and the salad will literally take you 5-7 minutes to make, and then just because the bruschetta sauce already has olive oil, just drizzle a little bit of balsamic and maybe some salt and pepper. Voila, you've got a wonderful lunch, and you've got dinner and plenty of protein with your lentils. So for that recipe and many more,
is that on your website?
I think that one is on. It's one of my favorites, because if I just like in a rush, it's just such an easy. And my family loves it. Yeah.
Oh, so doesn't that sound amazing? Do you have a question? Did you get it?
No, I got it. I love bruschetta. I think I'm excited that bruschetta from Trader Joe's is like in a low calorie recipe, because it is delicious.
There you go. Talk about a little bit about what you've been doing, because you have been, you've really made a difference in your life.
Well, I definitely agree with Frances. It's all about making healthy choices, but you have to get to a place where you can make those healthy choices. It's not super easy. It's something you have to think about, especially if you don't, it's not in your daily habit to make healthy choices. You don't eat what's good for you. You maybe eat what your kids are eating. You don't take the time to plan and all of that. And for me, I contacted Reduce Medical Weight Control, and they've really helped me. It's a special program. I encourage anyone to call them to speak with one of their doctors, and it's enabled me to make all of those healthy choices.
This is something that you could do kind of coincide with each other, because you're helping yourself, right? Because you actually had to kind of stop eating a little bit of the bad stuff.
Yes.
And then you could find out, you know, from Francis what it is that, you know, is really making all that not make you feel good, correct?
And it gives you all these different ways to do it. It's much easier than it seems like. And I encourage anyone to contact Reduce at 805-375-4150. They're located right here in Ventura County, in Newberry Park off the 101 freeway. And again, that phone number is 805-375-4150.
Okay. Francis, so in the morning, that's like the hardest time for me to eat, you know, breakfast. Give us a really good healthy breakfast for us.
A nice protein shake.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm one of those people who...
She makes it simple. I love that.
Our family is just about really easy in the morning. My daughter will throw on, or we'll take turns cooking in the morning. We'll throw on maybe a couple of little really super healthy chicken sausage links from Whole Foods.
Ooh.
And then make a really nice protein shake with quality ingredients, superfoods in them. And, you know, I used to think, I'm not going to be satisfied drinking my meal. But you know what? It's satisfying. It's
quick. I love
it.
I do a lot of kale protein shakes.
Yeah,
know I'm getting great vitamins.
In a pinch, what about a protein bar?
I'm not a fan so much.
I
have to look at the ingredients.
Yeah,
I have to look at ingredients, because that's another, gluten-free, dairy. You really just look at the label.
Francis, give out your number one more time, please, so that everybody can give you a call.
CoreElementsWellness.com, 805-277-1977. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here. You want to give Francis Starr a call. Jennifer, Sherry, Tom,
so
all
welcome.
My listeners out there, get one of our newsletters. She's on there. All this information is on there. Our shows are linked there so that you can hear them again. And, of course, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Take time today to appreciate someone who has done something you take for granted. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I look forward to talking with you next week. For goodness sake.